Elko. Tonight's program is designed to create a genuine dialogue between our elders and youth, to experience each other's stories of how it is and was to be the same age.
I'm Matt Thompson. I was born in Detroit Lakes. I grew up in Pine Point, and I live currently now in Frazee. When you were my age, what are some of your earliest childhood memories?
Okay. My name is Thomas Butcher, Sr. I grew up in Pine Point when I was 18. I went to school, elementary school in Pine Point, to the first to the seventh grade, and then Little Park Rapids to the 12th grade, and then I didn't graduate, but I got my GED in Detroit Lakes, and I moved to Minneapolis, stayed there for a while. Then I moved back up north to Park Rapids with your mother, and now we live in Frazee. What is your question?
What are some of your earliest childhood memories?
Like getting a tricycle when I was a kid in Pine Point, living on the res. My fun activities were riding bikes, and I had, my pets were two dogs. One was a Cocker Spaniel, the other one, I'm not sure what kind it was, Labrador. Riding my bike around on my tricycle, and then playing with my dogs, and sometimes my cousins would go walk through the woods to a fish creek, and go fishing, go swimming. Sometimes we'd walk to Rush Lake and go swimming at Rush Lake, which is northwest of Ponsford, about 2 miles or 3 miles. We'd walk through the woods. And in the wintertime, we'd go sledding. It was a swamp. We'd go sledding and ice skating on right north of Ponsford. And we'd walk through the woods to Big Rush Lake, go fishing out there, did ice fishing. Then when I got older, my dad bought me a bike, so I did a lot of riding around on a bicycle. And he was not always home, but he showed me how to fix a bike, take it apart and take the tires off and the tubes and patch them when they went flat. And sometimes the tires got wore out. So then I'd ride around my bicycle with one rim, keep riding my bike and having fun. In the evenings, we'd walk around the village. Sometimes somebody would build a fire by the church corner. They'd build a tire fire. And we'd have kids hanging out around there, other teenagers, and stuff like that. That was our excitement. And there was usually somebody would get in a fight, boxing matches and stuff like that. Who are the most important people in your life, and can you tell me why?
I was, growing up, the people who were most important to me was my mother, because she gave me life, and I'm thankful for that. And my sister, for when my mom wasn't there to help me out, she would. And also my grandma, we were the I'm most closest family member I ever had in my family was my grandma. We went everywhere together, and I just loved her a lot. I had a few cousins and friends coming over, but I never hung out with them more times than I did with them three. Growing up, those three were most important. How you were growing up, how were you expected to behave in front of adults?
Not to be fighting and arguing with my brothers and sisters. Treat our elders with respect. It was really different on the res because a lot of times the elders would be drinking, partying. Worked with my dad in the woods when I was little. Helped him cut logs. I learned how to work when I was probably 8 years old, 9 years old. And we usually worked with other elders working in the woods too, cutting logs. And then we'd take a break, we'd sit around and visit, drink coffee, have a good time. And after our lunch break would be over, then we'd get back to work and cutting trees down and stuff. And then when it started getting dark, then we'd head for home. And my mother would make supper. We'd sit around, eat supper, and had to be respect my mother because she was our main caretaker of the family. She'd cook dinner for us and wash our clothes. And I helped her a lot, as much as I could. We had a big family. There was 7 kids in our family, and my mother had to keep clothes clean for everybody and help keep the house clean and stuff like that. Take care of everybody. So, did as much helping as I could of my mother and my dad. My dad would be working on cars sometimes, and I'd give him the wrenches, and I'd sit and watch and work on the cars, watch him work on the cars. And he showed me all the wrenches and what he was doing. He'd explain it to me. So I learned how to do mechanic work when I was a kid, and what the names of all the tools, the hand tools and stuff, how to fix tires. Sometimes when my dad would be gone to work, he'd go far away to a camp and be gone all week or all month. I'd be home with my mother and my brothers and sisters, and when it was too cold to play outside, I'd watch my mother do her housework and make blankets, make quilts. So I learned, when I was a kid, I learned how to do house cleaning and sewing. Because I would sit and watch it because it would be too cold to be outside and you didn't have a radio or a TV. Well, we had a radio, but it wasn't always on, so I'd watch her do stuff. I learned how to do stuff from her. She taught me a lot. Pretty much that was what I did. When it was cold out, she'd make me dress warm if I wanted to go play outside. But I learned how to respect my mother and my dad and help them out as much as I could. Who were, and now I ask, who were your role models, and what did you admire about them when you were growing up?
Mostly I was admiring and looking up to my sister and my mother, because during the hard times, they would be the ones to make the joy out of it. I never really looked up to my father because of the way he looked at life. He wasn't that much good of a person. So, and my sister and my mom found the light in the darkest tunnels and stuff like that, basically. Every time life got them down, they'd push back up and fight back. So they had just a strong will. They were giving, and they knew how to respect people and themselves. So they were a lot of like my role models growing up. I looked up to them, acted like them. But growing up, I was told that you gotta listen to elders. So I was too young one time, too young to realize what my father was doing. So he told me to act up, told me to act a certain way, and so I did. It got me in trouble a lot. Growing up, started to realize that wasn't how it was. I wasn't the way people should be raised. And looking back, I realized that my mother and my sister were the ones truly showing me the way how to grow up. That's why I learned to see them as the role models. When did you first consider yourself growing up?
When my mother and dad used to drink and party. Sometimes they'd get in arguments and fight. And my mother left home. I used to work in the woods with my dad and or on the farm. And then my mother didn't come back. So my dad went to look for her. And he left home. And he didn't come back either. So I was pretty much left home alone. But I knew how to keep the house, take care of the house. And cut wood and cook and clean and keep the house and pay the bills. So I was a teenager. I was like 16 or 17 years old. And I worked during the summer. So I always had a job. I always had money coming in. And I knew how to buy food and keep the house nice and warm and comfortable. That's when I realized that I had to make it on my own. So that's what I did. I just stayed home alone. My brothers and sisters were all gone their own way, doing their own thing. Just like became a bachelor when I was like 16 or 17 years old. Eventually, I did drop out of school in the ninth grade, but I went back and the next year, finished the ninth grade, and then I kept going to school until I got 12th grade. And then I got kicked out of school for fighting. I was watching my buddy fight, and he got kicked out, and I got kicked out at the same time, even though I wasn't fighting. So I quit going to school for a while. And I started working in the woods and working on farms. Doing my own thing. Then I moved to Minneapolis and I got a job in Minneapolis. Started out working at a car wash and worked there for a while. Then I worked for a laundry place. I had a good job there. Got my own apartment, had two cars. And by then my mother and dad got back together, and I used to come up north and visit them for the weekend. Then I'd go back during the week, go back to work, taking care of myself, and I learned how to live life, take care of myself, not depend on my parents. When I had extra money, I would come up north and help my mother and dad out, buy them food and stuff, and give them gas for the car and stuff like that. Learn how to be responsible, help take care of the family. I'd like to ask you, what's your high school like? And How do you like school?
Well, my high school life right now, it's tough. I'm somewhat getting the classes, and being like one of the only real Native Americans in my school, and with kids in there now, they think that it's like the culture is like a joke to everyone over there. It just makes me mad and stuff, so I just choose not. I chose all my friends wisely who didn't make fun of our heritage and culture and way of life. And other than that, if I didn't choose them friends, I wouldn't be associating with anyone in school, because and it's like I promised a lot of people that I'd graduate, so I'm toughing it out until then.
What's your most memorable moment from school? What do you like best about your school?
Well, the best thing about school is the friends in there and the people that actually listen to you and value your the Native American culture and everything like that. That's the best part about it. And the most memorable thing about it was when not that very popular, so not that much memorable stuff happened in there, but I gotta say, passing my freshman year, that had to be the most memorable moment. I didn't think I'd get through it, but I did. So what kind of values do you think your parents instill in you?
I think they taught me how to be respectful of other people and how to be responsible, how to work, make money, get my education, because they always wanted me to go to school. My mother always wanted me to go to church, but then the church kind of looked down on my Native heritage and they wanted me to learn the Latin way, the Catholic way. So that's where I went to church at. But I respect that, but that's not the Native, way. I like going to powwows and going to sweat lodges and ceremonies, being a Native. That's the way my dad taught me, but they didn't teach me the Native language. I didn't start learning that until I was living in the cities, hanging out with other Native people. And I started going to the Native programs they have over there, learned the Ojibwe language, learned the Lakota language a little bit, and just having fun, respecting other people. Everybody has their own life and lives their own way. And we have to respect that and adapt to this non-Native culture. That adapt and live with it, because we can't change it. We can't change anybody, just ourselves and how we feel about it. And to get my education, even now, if there's something I don't know about anything, I would come to the library and read up on what I don't know. And that's how I learn. Because education is very important, and it's a learning process. You go through that your whole life. Nobody knows everything. So if you want to know something about anything, you just come to the library. If you're not in school, you come to the library. The librarians are pretty good. They help you out and find the books that you want to read or the information. And that's what I learned from my mother and dad. When, to get my GED, I used to live in Frazee. That's 10 miles east of Detroit Lakes. I didn't have a vehicle to drive, so I used to ride a 20-inch bike to Detroit Lakes every morning. I'd leave at 8 o'clock and I'd start school, adult education at 9 o'clock in the morning, and go until 3. And at 3 o'clock came, I'd get out of my adult education classes and I would ride my 20-inch bike back to Frazee. It was my nephew's bike, but he let me use it. And that's how I did that for 3 months. Then I got into a car accident. I broke my leg and Detroit Lakes Hospital moved me to the University of Minnesota Hospital, Minneapolis, because they thought I was gonna die. My heart was having problems. My left ventricle was plugged up. I had a blood clot in there. So that's why they moved me to the U of M. Then after I was in the hospital over there for 3 weeks. All my relatives, my dad and mother and everybody, my brothers and sisters came down there and visited me. Then they moved down there and they thought I would stay there after I got out of the hospital. But I moved back up north after I got out of the hospital. I moved to Strawberry Lake. I used to catch a ride with a guy from Strawberry Lake to Detroit Lakes every day. He worked in Detroit Lakes with my brother-in-law's brother. He worked in Detroit Lakes, and I rode with him every day to school. He dropped me off at adult education, and then I did that for another 2 or 3 months. And then I went to Monoman to take my GED test, and I passed all my classes, and I got my GED. And that's how I got to work in school. That's how I got my GED. Then I moved to Minneapolis after that, and I started working in Minneapolis. I had different jobs. I worked in the car washes and lumber yards, hauling sheetrock, and I drove truck. I started driving truck. But then I got laid off and I got a job working at Sears for a while. For 1 year I worked in auto shop in Minneapolis at Sears. Then I signed up for auto mechanics and I went to school 2 years for auto mechanics. So now I pretty much know how to take motors apart and put them back together and get them running, figure out what's wrong with them. That was part of my education. That's how I went to school. So I'm gonna ask you, how do you get to school?
Well, starting, I took a bus, and then I get annoyed pretty easily sometimes, and so I stopped riding the bus and I started walking. I realized that actually walking was pretty faster because I can take shortcuts, and then I get quiet time to myself to think about stuff. But they ask me why I walk, and that's what I say. It gives me time to think about stuff. And lets me enjoy the peace and quiet.
How far do you walk to school?
I gotta say about not even a mile. It's not that much of a mile. It's just turning a corner, going down a hill, then walking through a main street of the town where everything is, and then walking up another hill, and I'll be at school. And it only takes me about 10 minutes to walk up there. What advice would you give a kid my age?
Stay in school, get your education, do your best to graduate, and after you get out of school, go to college, figure out what you want to do. Don't drink, don't use drugs or alcohol. I think the most important thing is to get your education and go to college and do the best you can. Respect others, respect your parents and your elders. And the kids, the little kids, respect them, take care of them when you can. Respect Mother Earth and everything in it. Take care of yourself. Respect your body. Take care of your body. Go to the doctor when you think you should, when you get injured or whatever, if you get sick. What do you want adults to know about kids your age that you haven't been able to tell them?
All I gotta say is that kids go through a lot of stuff during their childhood years. So just be behind them, let them know that you love them, and you value them, and you respect them. And just make sure that you understand what they go through on a daily basis, because a lot of people don't know what they go through every day. And just make them know that you want them around, so they don't go down that dark path. Keep them on that right path. Keep them on the path to being good, and don't make them think that they're gonna go down a dark path, because if they go down a dark path, you know, they might not know how to come back.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.